What a beautiful day it is today, really, that we're here together celebrating one of the most important events in human history, somebody who changed world history. It's Jesus, our Lord, who is the light of the world. But I was thinking, we got all the candles, and I was thinking, and I don't know, I was going to look it up, and I forgot. Does anybody know who invented the candle? No? No, I guess, well, we... But candles become a very important part of our life. And years ago, when they first started dragging in Christmas trees on the inside, you know, they put candles on the Christmas tree. That was a little dangerous, but that's what they did. And then you might remember, since most of you are as old as I am, the candles that we put on the tree back then stood about this tall, but they were electric and they would bubble. Little, they were cool. I don't see those anymore. I don't know. But the candle represents light. A little thing like this, a completely dark room, when you light it, it dispels all the darkness. It's amazing. And so where would we be without light? Especially the light of Christ that brought eternal life into this world. And then we, each and every one of us has got a candle that we got in our hearts because we're always full of life and light. Amen. So, and then our brothers and sisters this time of year, Jewish brothers and sisters, celebrating Hanukkah, which is the festival of lights. And it goes way back to the dedication of the temple when there wasn't enough oil for the lights to burn, but they used oil instead of candles. And the miracle happened, and it burned for 8 days on that itty-bitty amount of oil. But Jesus attended that. If you look at John chapter 20, you'll see Jesus went and attended Hanukkah, the festival of lights. So light's very important. Even our Muslim brothers and sisters, they light candles because they understand. Now, they don't necessarily think it was Jesus that brought the light into the world, but they do believe in Jesus. They just don't believe him as God manifested in the flesh. So, I don't know. I just thought candles would be something to talk about. And then I will look it up later today and find out who invented them or where they've been. They've been around a long, long time.
We're only to 3000 BC.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. That's a long time ago.